To some individuals, the story of the helmet seemed not only inevitable and true, but also ready for incorporation into popular culture and commercialization. Persinger had foreseen that. He asked journalist Robert Herks, "Can we use it to decrease the anxiety in an increasingly secular world?" He continued, "People are dying of cancer who don't believe in God. We could use that stimulation to allow the feeling of wholeness, to allow the feeling of personal development. In the future, you may find a space in the average home, much like in the Eastern tradition, which is basically your God center, where you sit down, expose yourself, it may not be a helmet by then, where you would be able to pursue your personal development. Do we have a technology here that will allow us to pursue the last greatest mystery, which is your own introspection?" His colleague Todd Murphy began marketing a portable consumer version of the helmet as a new age device for creating instant spirituality. His neuromarketing goal, he hastened to say, was to enhance spirituality, not to replace it. Indeed, an entire neuromythology has begun to grow up around the God helmet. Murphy, for example, is exploring ways to marry Darwinian evolutionary theory with the Buddhist doctrine of reincarnation. "The first thing we need to do is accept the Darwinian theory of natural selection. If we do so, we are left with the conclusion that rebirth is an adaptation which contributed to our survival at some point in the history of our species. If this is so, then the specific mechanisms by which rebirth operates must be the same for everyone, because we all share a common evolutionary ancestry." Todd Murphy, a collaborator of Michael Persinger. Murphy now works independently from Persinger, and it is unclear whether his work can properly be classified as academic research at this point. "We don't have any formal studies going on," he told Brent Rains of Alternate Perceptions magazine recently. "Rather, people report their experiences, and when they're interesting, I forward them on to Dr. Persinger quite quickly." Most institutions demand unqualified faith, but the institution of science makes skepticism a virtue. Robert K. Merton, Science and the Social Order. Planting ideas. Is it possible to plant ideas or memories using neuroscientific techniques? Many governments would find idea control or memory planting techniques very useful in dealing with dissident political factions.